What a podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5.
Exit 216.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Hello, kids.
I'm sitting on something.
What are you sitting on?
My ass.
Today we talk about Emerson, Lake, and Cozy Powell.
That was earlier in the day.
Yeah, we talk about Crazy Floridians.
And Heavy Metal Rain Man.
Some new Megadeth cover band coming out of Portland.
Crisscross with Chris Christopherson and Cross Christopherson.
Thanks for listening. A 211 at the Bank of America? That's an armed robbery. I know what a 211 in progress is. Officer down? What the fuck?
That's a shitload of numbers, man. My brain is adding them all up.
It's too many numbers for the whole year.
Hello, Mr. Numbers. It's Mr. Numbers again.
Mr. Numbers.
I'll say every number in this song. 87, 42, hike.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show.
That would be awesome. Mr. Numbers, like, he's like a Wishmaster kind of a villain.
Hello, we.
Yep.
It's Mr. Numbers again.
You're having trouble with math, and he comes to tutor you, but your mind gets like, it actually explodes from the knowledge he gives you.
He's Heavy Metal Rain Man.
Yeah.
Dave Mustaine. Dave Mustaine Man.
Heavy Metal Rain Man. That would be a great one, too.
A movie. He's got long hair and stuff, and he just fucking knows his numbers.
Yeah, he does. He knows every heavy metal album.
That's right.
Right? Every detail about it all.
You can name every album in 44 minutes.
Yeah.
And then he'll bust into a fucking shredding guitar solo. Also, Mr. Numbers would never just play music off YouTube when his computer's slow and it starts glitching out in the background.
Yeah.
Just pray for me, everybody, that by the new year, I'll have my Kindle restored and back to... Because it was a big part of this whole podcast thing that I do here,
mm-hmm.
that we do. And
yep.
So now
we've got to get the fire going.
We've had to up our game and, like, mm-hmm. talk better and more. See how much better I'm talking?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's the very last episode of the year.
Is
Welcome
it?
To it. It's Monday.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, the last
because episode. The one will be on the one.
Yeah, we've had a lot of episodes on holidays this year.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a holiday episode
mm-hmm.
on Wednesday, and we're going to have a Happy New Year
what?
Party.
Yeah. All right.
Well, the ball will have already dropped.
Man, I'm almost a surprise to me.
Like to do a Tuesday show, but we just don't
Ooh.
Do that. We don't do that.
No, we don't.
No, so we're going to do Wednesday and just celebrate that it's a new year and everybody's going to be okay and better. Because 2013 was a trying motherfucker for a lot of us.
Mm-hmm.
Me as well. And I'm still kicking, still licking.
Yep.
Lickety Larson.
2014, who would have thunk?
Dude, I thought we were all Jetsons right now.
I know.
I thought we'd be jetpacking around.
Yeah. Does it seem like... I don't know, back when I was a kid, I remember the moment that I thought, next year I'll be in the third grade, you know?
Yeah.
And then I remember for years, I thought, man, in 2000, you know, just like Conan, in the year 2000, you always kind of like, that was a place to measure the future, but now you don't have any future to measure.
Yep. So this is something new to me right now off the subject, but that song just stopped playing and it wasn't done. And here's what it says on my YouTube page. It says, "Aw, snap.
Aw, snap.
Something went wrong while displaying this web page."
I thought it was Game Drops.
It says, "Aw, snap," and it has like a folder
with a sad face.
Oh, yeah, I know which one you're talking about. That's with Chrome.
I've never seen that before. Aw, snap.
When your thing goes awry.
It says, aw, snap.
Mm-hmm.
That's how hip it is.
When your grapes have been vined.
All right. Well, Megadeth, 44 minutes got over before even 4 minutes, and I wanted to talk about something real quick before the song over, but the fucking aw snapped me. Our good buddy from Portland and former member of Void, Jason Moser, he is starting a Megadeth tribute band.
Oh, really?
To be unveiled in 2014.
Uh-huh. What's it going to be called?
He didn't say yet. But he's got all the members in place. And
what would you name it?
Vic Rattlehead and the... Or Vic and the Rattleheads, maybe?
I would call it dot, dot, dot.
There's a lot of albums of theirs with that in it.
Mm-hmm. But they stopped. What was it? They stopped after like the third one, didn't they, for a while?
I'd call it Killing Is My Business... dot, dot, dot,
mm-hmm.
But who's buying, dot, 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 so what?
How about
that's
like...
That's the name of the band.
We're playing covers, dot, 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 but which ones?
We're playing covers, dot, 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 the band's still around, dot, 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 not a tribute, hashtag. Hashtag not a tribute. Hashtag not a tribute, it's a cover band. Sorry, Moser. If you're going
to
do a
tribute... I would like to do a Megadeth tribute band, but only do songs about Dave Mustaine, like Mustaine Sally.
Yeah.
And that Nirvana song.
Who's cutting the Mustaine?
Yep.
No, there's a song about mustard. Mustangs.
What's that one? Very Ape, I think. Where he goes, Mustaine!
Oh, I'm a stain. That's called I'm a Stain.
Oh, yeah, that's the one, right?
Yeah, and I used to just say Dave Mustaine because you could say, Dave Mustaine! Dave Mustaine!
Yeah.
And then I used to say, I miss Dane.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like I'm a Stain.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Stain. No, but yeah, so I had to, I messaged him or I commented on his thing and I said, so are you going to be Dave? And he's like, do you even have to ask that, Terry? LOL. So just, I'm sorry, just making sure, buddy.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course it's me. I'm Officer Johnny.
Me again.
Hello, me. It's me again. Did you miss me from the last time
I was like here? I would like to do that one song from Countdown to Extinction.
Mr. Numbers.
All of them, because they're all those one song. Right?
That could just be the whole set.
The closure of a dream.
Excuse me. So it's Monday. We hope you guys are...
Who foreclosed his dream, I wonder?
I don't know, but he must not have made his payments.
Hey-oh!
When you have to pay for your dreams, Dave, that's when you have a chance of getting them foreclosed upon. When you abandon all your fucking former ways of thinking and your standards and your way of life and betray your fans after you told them, peace sells, but who's buying?
Yeah. When he kicked out the Kirk Hammett of Megadeth, who was that guy? Dave Ellefson?
Yeah, Junior.
Yeah.
Dave Junior. And he's back in now.
No, I was thinking of the other guy.
The bass
Marty
player?
Friedman.
Oh, well, he wasn't the Kirk. Well, he looked kind of like
Kirk that's
Hammett.
What I'm saying.
Okay, okay.
We got to get a guy that looks like Kirk Hammett.
That can go...
Which one was the better guitarist, though?
Dave or Marty?
Yeah.
I think
Marty or Kirk.
Probably... Depends on stylistically what
are
you
they
enjoy.
Stylistically
different?
Are they?
Yeah, Kirk Hammett's more of a pentatonic, less sweepy arpeggio, where Marty Friedman is like classically trained.
Interesting. Interesting.
If you listen to their styles, you'll notice that Marty Friedman does a lot more sweeps, whereas Kirk Hammett just does a lot of fast picking and a lot of wah wah. Kirk Hammett loves his wah wah pedal.
Yeah,
which I think if sometimes people use a wah-wah pedal to make them not sound as bad.
You could give
a
wah-wah pedal to someone else and have them play it along with your riffs, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's a separate instrument, basically, is what I'm saying. Kind of, you know, I mean...
No, it is.
You can, you make a song sound completely different just by adding a wah, you know, in there in a rhythmic doohickey.
All of a sudden, it becomes either a porn song or a reggae song.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Marley has like a... on all of them.
Yep.
The deal is. All right. Well, yeah, like I was telling Dustin, I can't wait to get my Kindle back. I had all this information lined up, and I was going to talk about stuff. And
does Dave Matthews use a wah pedal?
I don't think so.
That'd be crazy.
I think his blaxophone player does.
Does he?
Yeah, he's got that huge, he's a big dude, and he's got a big-ass sax.
I heard Dave Matthews is doing some black metal these days.
Yeah?
Yep.
What are they doing?
They're doing all sorts of songs.
Huh.
He's using his fast picking.
Fast picking.
And his tremolo voice.
Tremolo?
I don't know. What the fuck is up with that guy's voice?
Dave Matthews? I don't know, but he's trying to speak to the college kids, and somehow it worked, I guess. But
and he does like a little, not even like a quarter pogo.
He does a lot of that where he's like singing along, and they'll go, but like, yeah. What are you doing, dude? And he plays guitar like, really think, weird, too.
That's why birds always circle him when he's singing.
I don't even know.
Cock.
Hey, did you know that it was this day in history?
Oh.
That Emerson, Lake, and Palmer broke up.
Oh.
Can you guess what year?
1980.
Ooh, we're very close. 1 year off. It was 79.
Ooh.
And see, you're right on the cusp of the year, too.
Mm-hmm.
You're right on the cusp, so if they would have been 2 days later, you would have been right.
I know, yeah.
So you got that one.
They didn't want to be one of those 80s bands.
They didn't know what it was going to be yet, but they're like,
oh, they knew.
Oh, how did they know?
Dude, they just looked into Palmer Lake.
They're so progressive.
Greg looked into Palmer Lake, and then he saw a vision.
He said, oh, my God, 80s bands are going to be frowned upon in the 90s and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
That was like a little tongue twister.
They didn't have a guitarist.
80s bands would be
frowned
upon.
Guitarist was there also their bassist.
Greg Lake?
Yeah, he played. Because they had the keyboard and then the drums, and then he just did all the strings.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought he was a guitarist. More than...
Well, I think mostly bass. But he did strings on the songs that they did strings on.
Huh. That's weird, though, that they would
because
know.
Because that keyboard so predominant, I don't think he switched over between instruments.
Wow.
Maybe I'll look up some Greg Lake info.
He was very insightful, though, knowing that 80s bands would be frowned upon in the 90s and beyond.
Mm-hmm. He would have had, I could see them doing some Shadow of the Devil sort of stuff, some glam.
See, I was trying, when I did that, I did a show this weekend or Friday in the basement of a church, and I smoked a bunch of weed before I left, and I drove to Eugene, and then by the time I got there, I was super stoned, and I didn't have anything to drink, and my mouth was super dry. I had the worst cotton mouth that I'd ever had during a set, and there's these kids.
Mm-hmm.
They were laughing. Some people were paying attention. Some people weren't, just as most comedy shows that I do. It's not like everyone's going to be paying attention always. But, yeah, and I was having trouble with my words, so I tried finding some... exercises for, like at the beginning of Anchorman, Unique New York. New York, New York.
To get your tongue loose.
Yeah, and I found some that are pretty fun to say.
All right.
It was inexplicably. Inexplicably mimicking him hiccuping. He was inexplicably mimicking me hiccuping.
What a hippo.
That is. And there was another good one that I found, but I can't find it now. Roberta ran rings around the Roman ruins.
Oh, she did. Did she?
Yep. The 33 thieves thought that they thrilled the throne throughout Thursday. New York. I can't even say it. Unique New York. Will's wetsuit is round and wet and rough and wide and ready to go on a watery ride.
What about you have to move the crayon with the crane?
On
Tuesdays.
Can I cook a proper cup of coffee in a copper coffee pot?
I don't know. It depends on what kind of grounds you're using.
There was a big black bug that bit a big black bear, and the big black bear bled black blood.
Wow.
That sounds like something from a Stephen King movie.
I think it is.
Fine white vinegar with veal. Thank you. That's what I'll have for dinner tonight.
You know, Greg Lake was in King Crimson, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's for a short time.
With Robert Fripp.
Yeah, and the other dude. Brian Eno. That? Wasn't Brian Eno had something to do? No, was that later?
Maybe.
Yeah, but I know he was the singer, and then, like, I read the story a year or so ago when we were talking about him, and he was in the band for a couple albums, but then before they toured or really did any shows, he had already left the band.
Yeah.
They had a lot of changes in their lineups.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they... All right, yeah, the supergroup Emerson, Lake, and Palmer contributed acoustic guitar, electric guitar, bass, lyrics, vocals, and production work to the band. They didn't have any external producers in their work of the 70s, nor any session players. Concerts Lake would play the acoustic, electric, and bass as required. When they did Brain Salad Surgery, started collaborating on lyrics with Peter Sinfield, who I think had a role in King Crimson as well.
Yeah, I believe so. I remember reading that story, but I read stories sometimes and I don't retain a lot. I do for a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll go back and listen to the podcast to get all the information, because that's what we're here for, you guys. You could just use this as a desk reference.
Yeah.
Good luck finding any information that you're looking for. You just have to listen to all of the...
Most of the stuff you hear on the radio, though, is there, like, ballady stuff? You know, like the Emerson or the Brain Salad Surgery, man. It's like fucking crazy circusy music shit.
Yeah.
Like symphonic fucking shit. Yeah. Be weird if you had, like... four Leslie speakers in your room that you were playing them on.
Yeah.
All at different times in the corners.
I used to play through one of those when I was a child. With a Hammond B3 organ and a Leslie speaker.
Oh, really?
A rotating Leslie.
Did it work with headphones?
I don't know. I never what does that mean?
A little custom Leslie speaker rotated, right?
Right.
Would that work with headphones if you put it on?
You'd probably fly away. Oh, boy, oh, boy. All right, yeah, and so I don't know if you guys remember, but last year at this time, I was claiming that I was going to, in 2013, I was going to make comedy my bitch. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of failed. I didn't fail. I did a lot of shows, and I
wouldn't say that, dude.
No, but I didn't really make him a bitch. I kind of made friends with her, better friends than I was. But I did secure my first casino gig. It's in next year, but still, it was before the end of the year. So, and I was thinking for some stupid reason, just out of the back of my head, that it was in Florence, but no, it's Coos Bay, the mill in Coos Bay. That's a 2.5-hour drive.
Is that a difference than Florence?
Florence is an hour and a half. Yeah, it's an hour difference. That's what I'm just looking at the drive.
Oh, okay.
We get a room and stuff.
Is it like you got to go over and then it's like south or north from there
it's
or whatever?
South of Florence, yeah.
Yeah. Because you can't go much farther west from Florence, can you?
The weird thing is it's Coos Bay is kind of like the Eugene Springfield with North Bend.
Mm-hmm.
But North Bend is way farther south than the regular Bend.
Yeah.
And then there's a South Bend that's up in Washington, in southern Washington, which is way north of the regular Bend.
How far?
So South Bend is north of Bend, and North Bend is south of Bend, which is weird.
South Bend is also east in Indiana, isn't it? South Bend, Indiana.
Maybe.
I think it is.
There's probably a bunch of South Bends, and none of them
What if you went an hour west of Florence? Where would you be?
An hour west?
Yeah.
You'd be in the ocean.
That's what I thought.
Depends on how fast you were swimming.
Yeah, I guess so.
You wouldn't be very far out if you were swimming. But does it take like 7 hours to get to Hawaii, if you're flying? Do you know?
I'm not sure. You'll have to ask Flames when he comes in, because he's...
I could ask Doug and Teresa Wickoff.
Yeah.
Maybe they're listening. This will be a test to the Wickoffs. I know you guys just got done with your tour, but maybe you're trying to dry your Wickoff after you got home. They went to like Utah, Montana, Idaho, Wyoming, and then they did Pendleton and Klamath Falls. Like one day apart. That's a drive, dude.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did, was it because they wanted to see both the rodeos?
I don't know. It was a rodeo circuit tour. No, it was the He and She comedy tour that they're doing. And they just booked a gig in Hawaii.
Really?
Because that's where they're from. And they're they're going there for their honeymoon and doing a comedy show.
Mahalo.
On February 22nd.
Is that what you say?
Yeah. Mahalo. They're doing that just 8 days after they're doing the Brownsville Saloon with me. So they're getting all over the place. They're going from Montana, Utah, to Brownsville, Oregon, to Honolulu, and then back to Florence. So busy Wyckoffs.
Yeah.
And they still never told me if it's Wyckoff or Wyckoff. I don't know. It's W-Y-C-K off. Would you think that's a Wyck or a Wyckoff?
Like wine, when wine, I don't know.
Yeah, is it wind or wine?
Wyckoff. I don't know.
I like to say Wyckoff.
Dude, I found something else about Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
He ripped his wick off.
Dude, they kicked Palmer out. I don't know if they kicked him out, but they did an album in 86 called Emerson, Lake, and Powell.
Cozy?
Yep.
Holy shit. What was he doing with them? And they kept the ELP.
Yep. Yeah, he was ELPing it up with them. It was in 1986. They did one album. It was, some people call it E.L. Powell or ELP2. Keith Emerson and Greg Lake had planned to reform the original ELP in 85, but Carl Palmer was unavailable because of contractual obligations to, you know, a band he was playing in at that time in 85, Carl Palmer.
Robert Plant?
Carl Palmer. he
Robert.
Was with Asia.
Oh, that's right. That's right. But, you know, Cozy Powell played for the Robert Plant solo band when he did Big Log, which is a song about taking a dump.
I got a big log.
Oh, that one that goes, boo-doo-doo-doo-doo-bleow.
Yep.
My love is a freeway. What the fuck? Your love is a freeway? What does that even mean? You can drive on it for nothing?
Yep.
It's not a turnpike. My love's not a turnpike.
Yeah. this is funny too. A story. Cozy Powell was a friend of Keith Emerson's.
Yeah.
But the band have always insisted that it was a coincidence that his surname happened to start with a P.
PP.
And they also joked that they also approached Phil Pollins and Ringo Parr.
But they wouldn't change their names. And one of the best drummers, was that in the 70s? I also heard they tried to get Ginger Paker. But he was too progressive.
They were also known for a while, Emerson, Lake, and Plow, when their barn studio was destroyed by a runaway tractor.
Oh, shit. He plowed the lake.
Yep.
Hey, Emerson, could you plow my lake for me? Oh, that's funny shit. I'm a little stuffy today.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know Cozy Powell died in a car crash.
What?
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
You didn't know that?
No, you just blew my day. His favorite performance of mine is in Big Log when Robert Plant's singing about having his love be a freeway.
Dude, this is like 86 he died.
That was the year I graduated from high school.
No, wait. 98.
Oh, God, that was not the year I graduated.
98, he was 50 years old.
I was going to say,
He was born on December 29th. Is that, that's kind of close, right?
That's actually today, but that's yesterday.
He was in the Jeff Beck Group, Rainbow, MSG, Whitesnake, Emerson, Lake, and Powell, Gary Moore, Black Sabbath, the Brian May Band, Susie Quattro, Peter Green Splinter Group, Thin Lizzy,
Christ,
and more.
That's why Chris Salmon
and
doesn't
at the
like
Isle of Wight.
That's why
Beck.
Chris Salmon doesn't like ELP.
He doesn't?
No MSG. No MSG at Pizza Now. He was in the MSG.
He was also
ELP.
In
he should just be
Big
in,
Bertha.
Was he ever in ELO?
Mm-hmm.
He should be in more bands than MSG, ELO,
yep.
PCP.
Yeah, MSG, though. That's a big shout-out for...
Hans, you love MSG. Yep. He probably loves Cozy Powell.
He had several band, Cozy Powell. He was in that band.
That's funny to say.
He was also in Cozy Powell's Hammer. He was also later on in Cozy Powell, which regrouped 2 years later under the name Cozy Powell.
All right. He's just fucking cozying it up.
Cozy Powell's Hammer came back later on, and he played with another three-man band, Tipton, Entwistle, and Powell.
What?
Mm-hmm. And he played in with Yngwie.
Now, do you think that he would get in trouble if he just went around forming bands with people with names with E's and L's? Like, whatever you just said, mm-hmm. like, what was it? It starts with an E. You just said it.
Emerson?
No, the one, I can't remember. You just
Tipton?
Said, no, it starts
you know
with
who Tipton
E.
is, right?
Glenn Tipton.
Yeah.
From Judas Priest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that'd be ETP.
Yeah, it was, oh, I can't remember what I said.
You
now.
Named somebody that started with, his last name started with an E.
His name started with an E.
Right after Jeff Beck. Not right after, but you said something like, fuck, I can't remember, forget it.
Cozy Powell. Yeah. It was Entwistle.
Yeah, there you go. Entwistle, and then who's someone with an L?
Lemmy. Entwistle, Lemmy.
It's got to be their last name.
Lennon.
There you go. It was
Entwistle,
John Lennon,
and Powell. And then Paulins.
ELP. Paul McCartney. Paul. His name is Paul. He's dressed on stripper pole.
That reminds me, did you know Phil Collins had a drummer?
Yeah.
Is that weird?
Yeah. Because he had to get out there and sing.
Mm-hmm.
Just like three Doors Down.
Yeah. Word has it he couldn't dance.
He said that.
Yeah.
I can't play the drums very good.
I was watching some stuff on the internet the other day, but the TV was on in the background, no sound, and it was on Annie from whatever I was watching the last time I had the sound on.
Yeah.
And I looked over and it was Against All Odds.
That is Against All Odds. I would be surprised if that happened.
I know. Who plays that these days? What network wants to put that drab on their TV?
Hey, what are you trying to say?
Drab. Was it Christopher Cross in that movie? Is that a guy's name? Is that a guy's name? That's Christopher Cross.
That's the guy that sings that one song.
There's another Christopher though that also acts, right? Too
Christopher Reeve.
No, the country guy.
All right, now it's
Chris Christopherson.
Oh, yeah.
That's who I was thinking of. You ever confuse those two?
Never.
Christopher Cross and Chris Christopherson.
No, but that's a good term.
And Chris Cross.
They wear their pants backwards.
They were the original Chris Cross.
All right, now we're going to go into Crazy Floridians. This is the new theme music from Crazy Floridians. We haven't done this for a while, and we've never done it with theme music. All right, in Lakewood Ranch, Florida, the neighborhood has banned kids from playing in the streets. You stay in and fucking play your Facebook game.
Well, yeah.
Don't play outside.
You don't want to play out in the street.
Well, yes, you do. You do. I mean, there's a new rule in this neighborhood of Lakewood Ranch banning children from playing in the streets. It's for their own safety, they said.
Yeah, but, well, why do you want kids playing out in the street where
cars are
driving
by? I just
want
to be outside tossing a football. They're taking away all the fun, to be honest. We just want to go outside and play, says Nico Cardenas.
What they need there is a park.
He acknowledged he now spends more time indoors playing video games because of the rules. They are kids, and they have to have a place to play, but the street isn't the place to do it, says homeowner Phil Erickson.
That is true, though. I mean, what if Justin Bieber drives by? Those kids are dead.
Well, he's taking a sabbatical
from
music so he can concentrate on driving crazily through neighborhoods. And
that's
and
what I would do. I would just fill in the road with dirt and grass.
Yeah.
And so no more road, and now you got a football field.
That's right.
Or a park or whatever you want to do over there. Let your dog shit in the yard.
Yep. Other homeowners say that the parks are too far away, the subdivision's backyards are too small, and they need someplace to go. They think it's ridiculous, and kids should be able to play in their own neighborhood. It's part of their community. And that's it. What do you guys think about that? What do you think about that background music? I dig it. It makes me have a little skip in my step when I'm telling the story.
Did you know I need...
That's crazy.
I have three friends named Gus.
I did not know that.
So if you need a spare Gus...
Covered. You got me. Hey, that was a funny thing. Still watching a little bit of Family Feud now and then.
Yeah.
And said, name something that dries up when it gets old. Yep. Asparagus.
A penis.
Asparagus. Those first, this black dude, he's like, bam, asparagus. Steve Harvey stops and goes, wait, asparagus? He's like, just go back to your thing.
Yeah.
And he's telling the guy, go back.
He's so brutal to some.
And then he's all, asparagus. And number one answer, fruits, vegetables.
What?
Yep. Didn't say asparagus, though, but he still
got... Oh, it was
got...
a fruit and vegetable that dried up?
Yeah, fruits and vegetables.
Oh, no, so he guessed... Ooh,
that
okay,
was all-encompassing. You could have guessed any fruit or vegetable and got the number one answer, so... But, yeah, the other answers, there was only four answers. The other one was people, which you could have probably said vagina.
Yeah.
Which is what I thought. And then there was bread, and I guessed water, but it wasn't up there, but... Water dries up when it gets old.
Yeah, I guess so.
But then there's no
potato water. Starch.
I said French fries.
Yeah.
They were just guessing food. They're like, chicken! French fries! It's like, okay. And then the white family always stole from them. Because it's like a lot of times it's a black family against a white family. So the white family comes back and they're like, bread! Bread, woo! Yep, bread. Shit, white bread. God damn it. I can't believe you didn't think of white bread. Those white bread motherfuckers just stole our money.
It's like, wheat bread don't dry up.
Gotta be careful. The Sanat family's been stealing from you every time. And so then they passed on one. It didn't work.
That reminds me of a story I got here.
Get it.
It's 10. This is
30.
10. This isn't even a list of 10. This is just the richest, highest net amount, richest born comedians.
My daughter woke up from a dream as a small child saying that. She was all 10.
10. 10.
I heard someone talking in her bedroom, and I went in there, and she's like, T-E-N. 10. She was totally asleep, but setting up, saying 10 and spelling it.
You could have recorded
ten.
That, and it could have been the sequel to number 9.
10.
Number 9 dream.
T-E-N.
It was the number 10 dream.
Okay, you got top 10, or is it just 10?
No, it's just some people. I went down until it wasn't interesting anymore.
So these are the top 10 wealthiest comedians?
Net worth. Who do you think number 1?
I'm going to say Jerry Seinfeld.
Close.
He's got 40 Porsches.
Close.
He's got 40 fucking Porsches, dude.
Close, but he's not on the...
Let me think of who else it would be.
Think of what would be the closest thing to Jerry Seinfeld.
Bill Cosby.
Larry David.
Larry David is the wealthiest comedian?
900 million.
Wow! Those guys, you know why they are, the two of them? Is Jerry number 2?
Nope.
No? Okay, well, you know why they're both...
I see him on this list.
That's because he bought 40 Porsches, but doesn't that count into your net worth if you own 40 Porsches?
I would think so.
Yeah.
Maybe his wife owns 90% of his money.
Oh, did they get a divorce and
stuff? No, I don't know. Oh. I don't know why he isn't on here.
Okay, well, Larry David, that's mostly from Seinfeld, you know, because he got all money.
For sure.
Even after he wasn't involved, because they had to cut a deal with him to say, hey, can we keep making this show that you created?
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking awesome, dude. Yep. That is awesome. But that's crazy. 900 million?
900 million.
So, God, give us a loan, Lair.
I don't. Come on, Larry.
Fuck, you
all
got
you
long,
want is $1,000.
You got long balls.
This
no.
guy, we got a better chance than this next guy because he's local.
Long balls.
Long ball, Larry. You're long ball, Larry.
You got long balls, Larry.
This next guy's local.
What?
Yeah.
Seattle?
Nope. Local is in, grew up in Portland.
What the fuck?
You wouldn't think of him as a comedian.
Comic genius? Is he a
writer? There you go. There you go. Talk about the longest running show ever. Other than One Life to Live or whatever.
Portland.
Oh. Animated.
Oh. Grainy.
The Simpsons.
And there's a debate, but I've talked to a guy who claims to know for a fact that it's pronounced graining, so that's just the way I say
all
it.
Right,
it looks like groaning.
Mm-hmm.
Groaning.
Groaning. That's always how I say it. You get them both in there. Groaning.
So he always graining. Says graining, and it's easy to say graining. Mm-hmm. So, Matt Graining. Yep. And 700 mil?
500 mil. Wow. 500 mil.
And because of syndication and like merchandise, God, everybody has the Simpson stuff.
Yeah, yeah, dude.
Bart
sure.
Simpson fucking flash drive sticks.
But I recently read, too, though, that each of the voice actors for a while, I think they took a pay cut now to like $300,000 per episode.
Oh, darn it.
Yeah. All right, and this next one you said before, old man who just had a special, but Cosby.
He's coming to Eugene. Early show, though. It's 2 p.m.
350. Quite a drop down from Larry David, huh?
Yeah. I wonder if he thinks that's because he's black. Fucking Larry White. Larry Jew. That'd be like my name being Larry Jew.
These next guys... are tied for $300,000 each. One is a comic team, but not like in a comic, but like in the animated South Parkian way.
Oh, okay.
And a former late night legend.
So Trey and Matt.
Johnny Carson.
Trey and Matt is the team you're talking about? Trey
yeah.
And Matt. And you know what the thing that I'm seeing here? People who have popular... hugely popular television
syndicated
shows.
Syndicated
yep, shows. Yep. Network.
But Johnny Carson, surprisingly, is still up there.
He
right above the next guy, Jay Leno, at $250 million.
Now, wait a second. How can Johnny Carson be on the list when he's not alive?
I don't know.
That's just how much he was worth when
he's
he
still
died.
Doing an act.
Well,
John Rickles hauls him on stage.
Knacked. He's still doing that.
You know?
You're going to reenact something. No, so, like, I just remember that in the 80s, his wife, that was the big headlines. Johnny Carson's wife takes half.
Mm-hmm.
When Eddie Murphy was making fun of that. I don't get married, man. They big fucking bitch take half.
Yep.
I want half your stuff. She's like, I want half your... I had a $300 million when we got married, and now you divorced me? You want $150 million?
If she would have spent any of that money being a comic, she would have been on this list.
Fuck.
But so, Jay Leno, okay, go ahead.
No, that's it.
Oh, Jay Leno under that, $250. After another 50,000 drop.
Long time TV, everyday TV show.
Yep, and so that's at the 250 line. The next one we're going to drop down to the 165, almost 100 million.
God, dude, that's so much money.
Yep.
God, I can't even imagine.
And you're going to be this one, you might shit your jaws.
Because jaw?
You might shit your jaws because it's Drew Carey.
I would have shit your jaw.
Drew Carey.
Drew Carey? Well, whose line is it anyway? The
I
Drew Carey Show and Price is Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, syndicated television. Ron
and, yep, and everyone agrees
way.
That Craig Ferguson is more talented and funnier.
Yeah, yeah.
And by everyone, I mean me.
That's a good joke right there. You should keep that one.
Thanks.
That's kind of like my, I don't, you could say it about anybody.
Yep.
See, like, I don't want to say anything bad about Drew Carey, but I fucking hate Drew Carey. Which is weird because you just said you didn't want to say anything bad.
I know. I didn't want
but
to.
Then you, oh, me. I'm talking about me. All right.
Below that is 150, so we're still in that kind of middle range. 150, another animated show.
Brandon Small.
Seth MacFarlane.
Oh, yeah. I should have known it because he's got American Dad. He's
mm-hmm.
got Family Guy.
Yep.
He's got all that fucking Stewie.
Yep.
But, all right.
135 million. This is going to make you shit your jaws, because it's Jaw Aykroyd.
What? Dan Aykroyd?
At $135 million.
Well, now there's the exception to the rule, but he's way down the list.
But he also has his, like that vodka shit, too, though.
He's got the House of Blues thing. He's got the fucking the Blues Brothers thing. Saturday
yep.
Night Live. He's got it.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm. So we went from Larry David at 9 to the South Park at 3 to Seth MacFarlane at 150.
So you don't got any of the low million guys?
Oh, I do.
Oh, okay.
There's 120 million.
Because here's a few people that I'm curious that I thought would have not maybe been that high, but I'm just surprised that the people that you
they're
said
they're
are
not.
That
oh,
high.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
Because I would think they would be less. Mm-hmm. I would never have guessed that Larry David was worth $900 million.
When you think of, like, Little John is only worth $25 million.
I would think Larry David would maybe have been worth $100 million.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
$900 fucking million? That's almost pretty soon he'll be a billion. He'll be with Oprah and Janet Jackson, both billionaires.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yeah, the names I was waiting and thinking to hear just because of their smartness and longevity is like Seinfeld and Louis C.K.
I haven't seen them on here.
Huh.
Well, now, this is a list that I looked up, and I can't remember what the list, where it was.
Yeah.
Was a list of a top 100, but I mean, that would have took a year and a half.
Yeah.
But here's that 120. You got an old stay like Bill Murray.
Okay. Ton of movies. He's been in probably 500, no. Yep. A couple hundred movies at least.
And another guy tied with him, Mr. Bean.
What?
Rowan Atkinson.
What the fuck is going on? How? How? Is that in fucking euros?
Britain, dude. That's like all Britain's money.
Is that euros?
It's dude, not, must
not
be.
Real dollars.
No, wait. No, Rowan Atkinson is at 105. Tied at 120 with Bill Murray is another R guy. Can you guess the R guy that would be tied with him? Think of syndicated shows still.
Fucking...
Dude, everybody loves this guy.
Oh, God. Double R.
Double R, Ray Romano.
That guy has a fucking steel. I wish I could do an imitation of him because his voice.
What's his wife's name?
I don't know, but she's kind of a bitch.
Deborah.
Yeah.
What's that other guy's? Was on? There's two funny people on there. Brad Garrett and Peter, what's his face? Peter Boyle, Doyle. And the
he
mom.
He used to be in some weird black and white scary movies.
His wife annoyed me, Patricia
Richardson,
whatever her name is, Hurley or Kurt Hirney. Good. Okay, so we got 100 million. So here's the 100 million where you were thinking Larry David was at.
Yeah,
you got
it's probably like fucking Chris Rock or something.
Nope. Bob Saget.
Syndicated television.
Jeff Foxworthy.
Syndicated television.
And Sacha Baron Cohen.
No syndication of television there.
Mm-hmm.
Just three movies that fucking were really shitty that everybody went to see.
Now this is going to make you hit your jaws just because this guy's so down on the list at 85 million.
Dude, my jaws are full. I have no more room in my jaw.
Will Ferrell.
Well... Good. Will. Good job, Will. He's been in a ton of movies.
Everything that he's done just being so epic.
Yeah.
And
he's got his fingers in a lot of things that people a lot of times don't know that he's actually like he's the executive producer of that Eastbound and Down, which is still kind of underground. This rhymes with Eastbound and Down, but still kind of popular in an underground kind of way. We're smoking Earl Grey tea today.
Also tied with Will Ferrell, Mel Brooks.
Yeah.
Well. And... Steve Harvey.
Wow. What? Now, he's got his own TV show and Family Feud, and I don't know how much that pays, but
it's 2 hours of television a day, man.
I was checking out some old Steve Harvey stand-up from the 90s, just out of curiosity, because he's a pretty funny dude.
He is.
And now that I've been watching Family Feud, I like the way that he makes fun of people. And he's pretty brutal, like you said. But he used to cuss quite a bit in his stand up act.
Oh, yeah.
He was doing a bit about OJ in the '90s. He's like, and there's people out there picking it. And he's like, I would have two signs. One would say fuck, and the other would say OJ. I'd just be like, fuck OJ, because he thought that he did it or whatever. He was doing a rant about it. But I'd never really watched his stand-up. I don't know when he came into my radar that I knew about Steve
Family
Harvey.
Feud, now he's in everybody's radar, man. He's on fucking two-hour block of TV. Is not anything to be shaking a stick at.
Well, on Game Show Network, they play 8 episodes a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's 4 hours. And then he's got two. I found out the
he could start his own damn network here soon enough.
The network version that I thought was off is not off. It's just not recording because they're repeats, and it's just supposed to record new episodes. So he's on for an hour on network TV every day, and then on cable TV he's on 4 hours. Plus he's got another hour on network TV for the Steve Harvey Show, which is the hour right before Family Feud.
Mm-hmm. It is.
So he's got a two-hour network block every day. Yeah. And what's his show about? Just talk show, like people come on and...
Mm-hmm.
You are not the father.
No, he gives people the straight shit. He brings people on, tells them the straight shit.
Okay.
I don't watch it that often.
The straight shit?
He doesn't fuck around with hell, you know? He's fucking just like, he's brutal like he is on the fucking other thing.
Yeah.
But he's also, you know, I mean, he's...
One episode, he said wow like 13 times.
Wow.
Sometimes he'll say wow, wow, wow. Three times. I'm like, dude, you're fucking blowing
it.
So the next time you guys...
If he started kissing underage girls, he'd be as great as Richard Dawson.
Oh, man. And he says, I'd like to do that, but my wife would shoot me in the head. Mm. But I think... I can't remember what I was going to say. Oh, you guys can play a drinking or smoking game. Not only do you get to play along with Family Feud and try to guess the top four answers on the board. Points are tripled this time, so someone's going to win it. You just take a bong hit or take a drink every time he says, wow. Wow. Sometimes he'll do three wows in a row. Like if he thinks an answer is going to be up there and it's not, he'll say, wow. That was a good answer. I thought that was up there. I thought that was
wow.
Up there. Wow. I wonder if, what's his name, does that? Kenan Thompson when he's making fun of him. Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. I was trying to check out what his show was about, but wow.
Wow. It's about wow.
Yeah, there was something on there about him being accused of brutally beating somebody, but he was cleared of it.
Huh.
Oh, Steve plans a wedding. That's going to be on his show.
His fourth wedding?
Yep, in today's show, he sat down with President Obama.
Wow. Wow.
He goes from fucking... You're going to ask Steve, you got a question you need answered? Let Steve Harvey help.
They had a question about something about name a famous lady who's famous for her booty. You know, it was like all the answers that you'd think, you know, Beyonce. Mm-hmm. And then someone said Oprah. And he's like, Oprah? Come on now. Oprah's my friend. Like, I don't want to have to even say it.
Yeah, his recipes on there. He sets up love connections. He works out fitness videos, diet things. He has Harvey's Heroes where he honors everyday people.
Awesome. Maybe we could get on there.
People who have made millions on their ideas. Yeah.
Struggling podcasters.
Mm-hmm. You might.
We're just trying to get
he
on.
He wants to plan a wedding. That's what he wants to do.
Well, dang it. I'm already married.
You can be a guest on the show.
How much do you have to pay?
See how much you gotta be.
How much you gotta pay?
You could get tickets onto a show. Maybe you could give him a script.
No, nope, I'm gonna send him something about my leg. That'll get me on there.
Yeah, dude.
I'm a stand-up comedian who's really has a hard time standing up
He's got some topics that best describe the situation. Dating. Are you
he's not good at dating.
Are you a woman who dates a certain type?
He's been divorced twice.
Is your friend a bad wing woman?
Maybe.
Are you a single lady and a sports fan?
Neither.
All right.
Do you have one leg and perform stand-up comedy? That's what I'm looking for.
Let's see. Then there's stuff about relationships, children. Family, are you becoming a mother?
Nope.
Do you think your friend or family member overposts on Facebook?
Yep.
That's a topic on here.
God damn, I could go right on there.
Career, do you have a work husband? Do you want to take your parents to work?
No.
Do you need help quitting your current job? Does your twin need a makeover? Here's the other ones. Do you have a habit you want to break for the new year? Do you need a second chance at something you wish went right the first time?
Who doesn't?
Help me break up with my friend. Do you associate the holidays with a special person that changed your life?
That is now dead.
Mm-hmm. No. Do you want to say thank you to someone that changed your life? Do you got a new story idea?
Because we're hurting over here. Please come on our show.
You can
submit
your idea.
Wow. That's my idea for a stand-up comic who only has one leg.
Yep.
And then he hops around.
Yeah,
hop,
dude.
Hop, hop.
You guys should try to get on the Family Feud.
Yeah, but I think you have to fly yourself to Florida with Joey.
Florida?
With Joey Fatone. Coming to you from sunny Orlando.
Is that where they're going?
That's, well, I think they're still there. That's where they were in 2011. I'm Joey Fatone.
Joey Fatone is not on this list at 80 million, but do you know who is?
Danny Bonaducci?
Kevin James.
Whoa.
Roseanne Barr and Ricky Gervais.
All three have syndicated television shows.
75 million. You might be surprised to see this guy down here so low. Conan O'Brien?
Yeah.
And maybe this guy up there so high, Carrot Top.
Fuck Carrot Top. God damn him.
And surprisingly low, at a shameful 70 million, Chris Rock.
Oh, man.
And then you look down at...
That's shameful.
Just here's some guys tied for 40. David Spade.
David.
Ed McKay. You know that guy?
Yeah. He had a big part in that Eastbound and Down, yep, too. Does a lot of work with, what's his name?
Yeah. David Spade, Adam McKay, Billingball, and...
Lauren Bacall?
No, Billingball.
Oh, Bill Engvall.
And I didn't know his name was so close to bowling ball until I did that. Billingball.
Billingball.
It is. Bill Engvall is like bowling ball.
I'm bowling with a ball.
And Jack Black.
What's Jack Black worth?
40 million, all those guys.
Wow. Now, he doesn't have a TV show, but...
Doesn't have a TV show.
But he does a lot of movies and lots of stuff with kids. Yeah.
Dude, I wish the guys from CB4 would come out with another album.
Chris Rock?
Yeah. Dude, that movie was fucking...
It was pretty funny.
It was hip to be square.
It was pretty hip, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was hip to be in Cell Block 4. Yeah.
Dude, it came to my conclusion the other day that... the square is my least favorite polygon. It is, dude. If you think about it, it's so boring. You know, a triangle is the polygon of power, right? You know?
I suppose.
A three-sided object. There's nothing more powerful than a three-sided object. And then anything above a square, like five or more sides, is automatically more interesting than a fucking square. Square is the least fucking interesting polygon ever.
It's the least interesting person, too. That's why they call it a square.
Yeah.
All right. There we go.
CD!
What's in Hans's CD player today?
Player.
Got any guesses?
Player.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go with Twisted Sister's Christmas album.
That was so close. He's listening to Burzum.
Ah. Bo Burzum.
Nope. His favorite singing teenager comedian. Burzum is like a black metal-ish band, I believe. And
they
title,
paint their faces, right?
The title of this album, I'm just going to spell each word because I can't talk like this. H-V-I-S, that's the first word. Hvs. The second word is L-Y-S-E-T. Lyset.
Are you sure the Vs aren't like U's?
Hewis? That's as bad as Hivis. I'm just going to read it. He's listening to Burrs of the awesome album Hivis Lyset Taros.
Lysetaros.
Lyset is L-Y-S-E-T. Tar is regular, like in cigarettes, T-A-R. And os is O-S-S. Hivis Lyset Taros by
Tell
Burzum.
Us what that means.
Maybe that's Hillis. What is Lyset Taros? That translated in Burzum language. That is, tell us what that means.
Is there any black metal bands that use pink makeup?
Not yet, but I'm sure that there's a kid listening to this podcast right now that says, "Fuck, that's a sweet idea."
Dude, pink and black, you're just all fucking, you know. I never know whether those pictures of the bands are in black and white or not.
Yeah. Okay, I almost forgot this, but this is a true story right here. Burzum is a musical project of a Norwegian dude named Varg Vikernes. Sorry, Hans. Varg Vikernes. Varg Vikernes. Varg Vikman. Well, his name's Varg. He began making music in 19... I'm pretty sure he, like, killed a guy for being a better black metal guy than him.
That is black metal to kill somebody.
Oh, dude, he spent years in prisons. Okay, listen to this. He recorded the first four Burzum albums between January of 92 and March 93. However, the releases were spread out with many months between. And in May of 94, he was sentenced to 21 years in prison for the murder of Mayhem guitarist, the guitarist from Mayhem, Euronymous, and the arson of three churches.
Hmm.
And then while he was in prison, he wrote a bunch of albums, and he recorded two dark ambient albums using synthesizers because he didn't have access to drums or guitar. And now he's out of jail, and he's recorded three black metal albums.
Varg Vikernes?
Vikernes, thank you. Is that how you say it?
I don't know.
Varg Vikernes.
Varg Vikernes. It sounds like you're like, it sounds like you're throwing some popcorn on the fire. Varg Vikernes.
Or you're the fucking Swedish chef from a goddamn Muppets. Mm. It's Varg Vikernes. So yeah, he like just went to this guy's house.
Mm-hmm.
And he just like killed him in his door, in his foyer.
Mm.
Let's see, how did he do? Let's see what happened.
He doesn't look like the type, well, he does have that stare.
He's got the thousand-yard stare.
Yeah.
Which we'll talk about on Wednesday. I watched a movie that included the thousand-yard stare. Mm-hmm. Let's see, what is it? Where is the imprisonment? Is it? Oh, in May 94 saw the release of Hivis Lyset Taros. So that's an oldie there that Hans has listened to from 94. It was a new album then of previously recorded material from 92. I wish it had more information about him killing that guy, because that was a cool story. Maybe I'll research that, and we'll talk about that on Wednesday, too. But
was Hans there?
He was there for the death. Yeah. It was crazy, dude. It was weird. He, like, was standing in the doorway, and then he threw him a lighter.
That's a classic in the black metal scene album.
Yeah. Does it say anything about how you're supposed to pronounce it?
I do know that Varg Vikernes was known on that album as Count Grishnok.
Oh, yeah, because I remember we used to have victims practice, and Hans would always come with his black metal news. He was like our Facebook update feed for black metal back in the day. And he'd say, yeah, Count Grishnok murdered Euronymous from Mayhem. And we're like, who the fuck's Count Grishnok? Is that from Lord of the Rings? He's like, no, he's from Burzum. The awesome black metal band from fucking Norway. He burns churches and stuff, and now he's going to jail for murder. We're like, awesome, Hans.
Dude, they have a song on that album called In I Slotted Frodromen.
Really?
You know, what's that sound like? In a slotted Frodromen.
He can fucking control, man, baby.
But it's Into the Castle from the Dream.
Is that the Inagata Davida of whatever?
It must be.
The black metal Inagata Davida?
Yep.
That's fucking weird.
I don't know if it says how to say it.
I know how to say it. Hivis Lyset Taros.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you fucking tar your ass. I'll shit your jaws on this one. I can't decide.
It's a concept album.
That might be a better title than whatever you had written down before.
Mm-hmm.
Shitting your jaws.
It's it means the concept album is Beware the Christian Light. It will take you away into degeneracy and nothingness.
I knew that. I totally knew that.
Seek the darkness and hell, and you will find nothing but evolution.
Sweet.
Hey!
Hey, that's a great segue to birthdays.
Death and hellfire to everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, you fucking piece of shit.
I'm right here, man.
Sorry, dude. I wasn't talking to you, really. I was talking to singer Davy Jones. It's birthday today. You know who that is?
yeah. He was a black man, wasn't he?
No. He had a locker,
what?
Though.
Well, why do they always call him a monkey?
Hi-o! He had a locker, though. Dude, that was a good racist joke. If you like racist jokes. I don't know who this is, but I like to say his name. Today's birthdays also include Janko Prunk.
Ah!
He's a Slovenian historian. Patti Smith, New York punk rocker that was not punk at all.
Yeah.
Patti Smith.
Yeah, from that one band, Smiths.
No, she...
No?
No, she was just Patti Smith. She did that Bruce Springsteen song. Because the night belongs to punk rockers.
You know what I learned the other day? That fucking that one song isn't by Joan Jett.
Which one?
I Love Rock and Roll.
Oh, it's Britney Spears.
Nope.
Oh, who is it?
Some guy from Britain. You should play that one on the next song.
Oh, the original I Love Rock and Roll? Oh, you didn't? You thought she wrote that shit?
Yeah.
Fuck no. I thought Jeff Lynne wrote that.
Nope.
It's Jeff Lynne's birthday today, too, from ELO.
Ooh, Jeff Lynne.
Do ya.
He is my favorite Wilbury who traveled.
Really?
No. Well, Roy Orbison isn't him.
What about Petty?
Petty, maybe. Dylan, maybe.
Maybe and maybe.
And who was the other guy? Harrison?
Huh?
Harrison was...
George Harrison, yeah.
Yeah.
Bob Dylan.
I'd probably go with Harrison, then.
Favorite dead Wilbury.
You know, I saw when I was looking up that list of the comedians thing, like number 11 net worth musician was his fucking son. It's like, what the fuck's he done?
Who, George Harrison's son?
Yeah.
Well, he invented, or he, not invented, he...
inherited?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for changing
he inherited the stab wounds?
Exactly.
Dude, who the fuck stabs George Harrison, man? That's fucking wicked dumb.
Well, he was going to come clean about Paul McCartney.
You're the fourth member of Emerson, Lake, and McCartney.
Emerson, Lake, and Paul McCartney.
I heard they were going to get Captain Picard on there.
That would be awesome. Emerson, Lake, and Paul McCartney. Palma, because it's kind of Palma.
Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney.
Emerson, Lake, and Palma.
Paul
McCartney.
County.
Emerson, Lake, and Paul McCartney. Hey, he took a trip down to Emerson Lake, Paul and his new wife that has two legs, and he must be worth a billion now, because he used to be the 750, 850 million. Does Larry David have more money than fucking Paul McCartney?
I think so. I think McCartney's like half a million.
He's 850 at least.
Oh, he might be up there then.
850 million.
But Paul McCartney's number two musician.
Ah.
Number one. Can you guess the number one?
Janet Jackson.
No.
Well, she's a billion. Emerson, Lake, and Paul McCartney.
Andrew's number one.
Andrew?
Mm-hmm.
Who's Andrew?
Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Paul F. Tompkins? Are you kidding me?
Yep. Paul F. Tompkins. And I'm Andrew Lloyd Webber. I've never heard Andrew Lloyd Webber talk.
Well, you have if you've heard
Paul F.
Tompkins.
Well, yeah, but I've heard fucking Paul F. Tompkins do it, so I just assume.
He just talks like Paul F. Tompkins.
Because his iced tea is so fucking spot on.
Iced tea?
Yeah, he does. Have you heard him do iced tea? Oh, he does iced tea, too.
I haven't heard
on his podcast, the one when I was listening, it was like every show there would be, it was a miniseries going on where Andrew Lloyd Webber and iced tea and John C. Reilly were going to write a play together.
That's a fucking awesome team.
But John C. Reilly wouldn't do it unless... He had an addiction to Dremels or whatever those fucking little metal cake decorations are.
Dremels.
He's like, I have to have them delivered to my trailer every morning.
All right.
It's like,
that's awesome.
What would that do to your teeth, man?
I'm going to have to research that and listen to it.
Yeah. Yeah. I have some people dead on this day.
Yeah?
Pope Innocent the Ninth.
Whoa. He doesn't sound too innocent to me.
I know. And Rasputin.
I'm disputing Rasputin's death.
Really?
I think he's still alive.
Some people might think so.
I'm just
Dude, you should check out Rasputin. I encourage people to check out Rasputin sometime, man. That guy was interesting mofo.
I don't know much about him except his name is fun to say.
Yeah, he was like early in the day. Like, he was a fucking psychic. He had healing powers, dude. He would fucking...
As opposed to back in the day.
He might have been able to, like, if you would have went to see him, he might have been able to get that leg.
Right.
Like
on.
When you went back to the healer.
Yeah, for
he
sure.
He was that kind of a thing. And I don't know, there's miracles, but they don't want to put him into a sainthood.
I'm still chuckling about early in the day. Because that's fucking hilarious, dude. I've never heard anyone say that. It's not back in the day. He's like, early in the day, he used to fucking perform miracles. And that I'm going to use that if I can.
Well, it's the same thing, saying the same thing, right?
Yeah, early like in the about day, 1 o'clock. Like, dude, back at 1 o'clock early in the day, I used to hang out with this guy. I used to be really good friends with him.
Back around midnight.
Early in the day. About sometimes morning times back in the morning. And speaking of that, healing people, that reminded me of what we need to talk about on the first episode of the year. Next year, we'll need to discuss one of the best rated shows of the year, Orange is the New Black. Now that we have both officially watched the entire series.
Mm-hmm, I've forgotten it.
Oh, well, we'll remind you.
All right.
On Wednesday, because I know a lot of people like this, and maybe it'll get our ratings up, because over the last couple, year and a half since we've been doing this show, mm-hmm. we've conquered 109 countries, bitches.
Orange is the new cack.
And vagina is the new cack.
Yeah.
I got to say this, too, before we wrap up this episode.
It was a fucking crazy cast of characters in that show, wasn't it?
It was. I dug it. I kind of thought... Should I be liking this as much as I like it? Because it's kind of, my wife loved it, mm-hmm. and it's all mostly chicks, and it's kind of Sex in the Prison.
Yeah, you're kind of like,
it's like, is this Sex in the City in the prison? You know, I'm just gonna
call it. But there's just enough shivin' going on.
Oh, yeah, it was a little bit hardcore,
mm-hmm.
and so we're going to try to conquer more countries in this year.
Hell yeah.
I don't think that's what I was going to say because I got sidetracked, but that just happened.
If this last episode of the year should, I got some deaths deaths. I don't want to start off the new year with
the deaths of last
deaths.
Year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Peter O'Toole died.
Peter O'Toole died.
He did, and that's
it. was like 6 weeks ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it was this year.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, that's right.
You're talking about deaths. It's not breaking news. Nelson Mandela is dead.
These are just recent in the last week, though. Jeff Pollock, director of Booty Call and producer of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, died of natural causes.
Oh, no.
He had an earthquake. Is that what natural causes is, like an earthquake?
I guess so. Could be.
Ricky Lawson, drummer for Michael Jackson and Phil Collins, died this week.
Who?
Ricky Lawson.
That's really close to Tom Laughlin, who also died. He wrote, directed, and starred in a 1971 film, Billy Jack.
Billy Jack, he's not,
he's not alive. Okay.
Did you see like a mountain man in that movie? I think I remember seeing like the fucking, I don't know.
Eleanor Parker from The Sound of Music died at 91.
Helga Novak, Icelandic writer, died at 78. She was the last remaining person named Helga in the world.
Whoa. Paul Walker died?
No, Paul Walker.
And for the last few days of his life, he was required to use a walker.
Mm-hmm. Art Wiener died on Christmas.
Oh, man.
He was a football player, Art Wiener.
Walt Disney's daughter died this year. Diane Disney Miller.
American rapper Doe B from the Hustle Gang was shot. He was 22.
Doe B. Dobie Willis.
Dobie Willis.
Dobie
I like
Gillis.
That show, Dobie Gillis.
Yeah. Lou Reed died this year.
This is a comedian who died. You might know this guy. Dr. Tangalanga. Tangalanga, did you know that guy? He was a popular Argentine comedian known for his prank phone calls.
Wow.
He was 97.
Hey, well, you know something? This blows my mind because I'm too stupid to look into it and find out that back in October when I heard that Mrs. Krabappel died, it wasn't mm-hmm. the character, it was Marsha Wallace.
Yeah, she died.
She's dead. Mm-hmm. I loved her from the Match
Game. I liked her from Nightline.
Nightline?
Yeah. Hello, I'm Marsha Wallace.
Ah.
Wait, that's Mike Wallace.
I'm Maury Schaefer. Morley Schaefer. Tom Clancy died this year.
It was someone else who died on The Simpsons. Now, this Dr. Tangalanga, dude, he was a fucking prank phone call guy in his 80s, when he was like 80, dude. He had, since 1989, he released over 40 albums of prank calls.
That's awesome.
40 albums.
We should listen to some and steal them. And then use them and like redo them like people redo movies. Don't people do that?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, do they have to buy the rights to it, though? Maybe we could buy the rights to some of those phone calls. Hey, did you know the famous Jet Jackson died this year?
Who's that?
Lee Thompson Young. You don't know Jet Jackson, a TV show for kids, Disney Channel? Oh. Well, he died in August. This is, I'm just going through.
What was he
doing? What did he do to die?
Yeah.
He killed himself in the head with a gun. He was only 29.
This next year, I'm going to open up a restaurant.
Yeah?
It's going to be all you can eat, but you have to eat until you puke.
Ooh, and that's the name of the place?
Mm-hmm.
Eat Until You Puke Restaurant.
Yeah. And instead of, like, you know, you don't have to worry about, like, when you puke, though, because it's going to be like the Outback with the peanuts all on the floor. You just puke on the floor and worry about it later.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Except you'd have to have some kind of special footwear.
It's only $5 for all you can eat, but you got to eat until you puke.
Did you ever watch Free Willy?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, the guy who played Randolph in Free Willy, he died this year, too.
Free Willy's already dead, isn't he?
I think so. Do you know the chick that played Lori on That 70s Show died this year, too? Lisa Robin Kelly. She's got three first names.
What?
She yeah, she died.
You, Lori Prepon?
No. No. Lori fucking, what's his name's sister?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she fucking OD'd while she was car crashing.
Yep.
In an earthquake.
She had battled addiction problems for years.
She was the one from Celebrity, wasn't she on Celebrity Death Match?
Celebrity Death Rehab?
Yeah.
Yep.
And then Dr. Drew quit.
Also died
Did
this
you hear
year.
About that?
Yeah, Dr. Drew quit.
Celebrity Rehab died this year.
Yeah. So did Hoarders.
So did fucking...
the show Hoarders is
so
dead.
So did Nelson Mandela.
Yep. Man down, Lil. I was going to... I had that little joke about I hate deaf people. I say, any deaf people here? And I say, I hate fucking deaf people because they never fucking listen. And I said, I was going to get it. I watched the Mandela thing, so I'm going to do interpreting now, like a sign language from the Mandela interpreter that was like fake or whatever.
Did you ever think about throwing in the joke, I hate dead people?
I do hate dead people. Those guys never listen either. All right, well, hey, we're going to wrap this up. I got to pee, and we've been here long enough. We got more episodes coming this week. Next week.
Don't forget take your last shit of the year.
That's right. I'm going to take my last piss of the year before you hear my voice again, because we will be partying down on New Year's Day. We'll probably play some U2.
New Year's Day!
Oh, wait, we don't have to. Just take that clip out of this show, and we'll just play that on. All is quiet. We'll have Bono on the show on Monday. He'll be just answering questions.
What if New Year's Day lands on a Sunday? Then what song are you going to play? New Year's Day or Sunday, Bloody Sunday?
Should have been dead on a Sunday, New Year's Sunday, Bloody Sunday,
Monday morning in my head.
Because I fucking hate Bono. Do I hate Bono?
I should have been dead on a Sunday morning after writing that song.
Should have been every morning. We'd like to thank our sponsors, Pizza Now.
Pizza Now!
They're ready when you are. They had a Facebook special on Saturday, and if you're not following on Facebook, you missed out on free pizza bites.
I did!
Free
not
pizza
because
bites.
Of that, but because I already had it on the day before, you know, I was like, fuck, I don't know.
This Saturday, yep, I mean, 3 days ago, Saturday.
You guys got to be on that because, man, when it comes up, man, you got to be there and see it.
Dude, free pizza bites are the shit. So check them out, pizza-now or hyphen, unless you don't like breaking hyphens.
A pizza dish now.
I'd like a pizza dish now. A pizza dish. Pizza-now.com.
You know who else has good pizza in town?
Who?
No one.
That's right. I heard somebody talking about Little Caesars about puke just thinking about it.
Dude, I would have right on the floor.
But you know what happened?
I would have said, I'm just researching for my new restaurant. Did you like that experience of having puke on your floor?
Yeah, that
if
was awesome.
If so, you'll like coming to my new restaurant.
I forgot to tell the story. That's the only good thing that has to do with Little Caesars is because it was in California, and Dano from the Athearchist on Thanksgiving bought like 5 pizzas and went down to where all the homeless people are and gave everybody a pizza party.
Oh, right on.
For Thanksgiving.
That's
and
cool.
I told, man, if you were up here, you could have gone to Pizza Now, and they would have loved it more. Mm-hmm. But probably not. They wouldn't know the difference, because to a homeless person, Pizza Now is...
The best thing about Little Caesar's pizza is it's bulletproof.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it fucking it's better the day later because it's all grease crustified and
oh man,
soft yeah. and hard at the same time.
I fucking broke a chainsaw on one.
I broke a tooth on a Little Caesar crust. Also, check out our website, tagcastpodcast.com. That's where you can find all 244 episodes.
That's the ticket.
And other links to other podcasts and things, and
that's the ticket.
There's a link to Amazon where you can buy stuff for yourself and others, and we'll get money for it. And you can give us money in our PayPal by clicking on the donate icon. You can go to terrygile.com and look, see at my gigs. I'm playing at casinos and stuff, so I'm a comedian now. Also, go to dudeschillin.com and just listen to random Tagcast podcasts, Terry and Gas comedy shows, Applecast, fucking everything. God, that was a lot of stuff.
It was.
It's Monday. We're going to smoke some weed.
I would like to remind you to rock on New Year's.
Yeah, and keep the metal loud. People are going to be shooting guns off at midnight on Tuesday. Oh! So play your music loud and hold your horns high.
Hold your head up.
We've had a wonderful year with
hold
you.
Hold your head up.
Thanks for listening to Argent on your time off. You know Rod Argent was from the Zombies?
Was he?
Hold Your Head Up, Dude was from
the Was he singing to the Zombie Brothers?
Yeah, he's like,
hold your head up, guys.
Brains. Hey, thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you Wednesday.
Rock on.
My nose is stuffed. I like my noses like I like my turkeys. Stuffed with a beer can. Hello, tickets. Hope you guys are rocking on. Got a bunch of shows for you to go see or something after you listen to this extreme bass solo.
Ooh.
Here we go. Some comedy shows coming. Friday night, January 3rd at Denny's Lounge, 3435 Spicer Drive, Albany, Oregon. Exit 233 right off of I-5. 9 o'clock. Noriko Ott from Portland, Oregon. Tim Hammer. Bringing him down. We're bringing the hammer down from Portland. Jesse Priest from Salem. I'll do a set as well. And Dustin Gatchel will host. Let's see what else. The first Friday of the month. No, the second Friday of the month. Panthers Comedy. Comedy. Mike McGowan will be hosting that shit. Seth Milstein will do Comedy as Advertised on the last Saturday of the month. And don't forget about the open mics. Wednesday at Tiny's Tavern in Eugene. Thursday at the Green Room, also in Eugene. Tuesdays at the Capital City Theater in Salem. Here's some music shows for you coming up. DRI will be at the Hawthorne Theater on Saturday, January 17th with World of Lies, Vultures in the Sky, and Roadkill Carnivore. Tickets are $15 in advance, $18 at the door. The next night, January 18th, Phillips H. Anselmo and the Illegals. The Technicians of Distortion Tour with bands like Proven and Author and Punisher. $20 at the door. No, $20 in advance, $25 at the door. A little bit more expensive than that first show that I mentioned. I wonder how come they get more money. I don't know. Zappa Plays Zappa, featuring Dweezil and a lot of the people from the Mothers and Frank Zappa's bands over the year. They'll be playing at the Roseland Theater, and that's going to be on Friday, January 31st. $25 in advance or $45 at the door. So if you don't get them in advance, you're paying an extra $20. So get your tickets now. There is a limited amount of tickets for Soundcheck, where you can be there for the Soundcheck. Soulfly is coming back to Portland on the 2nd of February with American Roulette and Chronological Injustice, Hawthorne Theater, $20 in advance, $25 at the door. Maiden Northwest will be playing at the Hawthorne as well on February 7th, but don't go to that show. Don't even fucking remember that I mentioned it, because it's February 7th. You're going to be at the Victims of Internal Decay show with World of Lies, Spawn, Truculence, Warcrank. That's at the Tonic Theater, 3100 Sandy Boulevard in Portland. Tickets are $5. They're not tickets, though. You can only pay at the door. So go to that. also coming soon to the Portland area. We have Death Angel. That's right. Thursday, February 27th at the Hawthorne Theater. $16 in advance, $20 at the door. Some band I've never heard of opening the show, spelled T-Y-R. I guess they're Tyr. Who knows? Loudness is coming to Dante's. The Sword is coming to the Hawthorne Theater with Big Business on March 17th, and a bunch of other shows are coming up. Don't forget about these few shows that I almost forgot about. January 31st at Denny's, the next round of the Grand Slam Comedy Show. Haven't got the lineup secured yet, but I'm working on it. And then February 14th at the Brownsville Saloon, it's the Valentine's Day Couples Comedy Night with the He and She Comedy Show. All the way from Florence, it's Doug and Teresa Wyckoff, or Wyckoff, depending on which side of the states you're from, I guess. I'll be opening for them. And that's on Valentine's Day. It's Friday, the 14th of February. And then February 26th, it's a Wednesday, I will be at the casino in Coos Bay, North Bend area. The Mill Casino. Two shows, 7 and 9:30, February 26th. Don't have any information on tickets or who's headlining, but I'll find that stuff out later. Now, you just listen to the rest of this saxophone solo while I tell you to go visit tagcastpodcast.com and listen to some podcasts of ours, because we've got a lot of them for you to listen to. Thanks for listening, you guys. Go do some shows. Go do them. See you later.